Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by LifeWest, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, welcome everybody. Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life Chiropractic College West, here for another Life by Life West. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Mary Oberstein. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
And we've got a special guest with us today coming all the way from South Florida, West Palm Beach, Dr. Joe Taylor. Hey, welcome, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you a little bit of history about Dr. Joe. Well, we first met at Evoke, I think, October of 2021. I think it was something like that.
Yep.
Dr. Joe grew up in West Palm Beach, went to University of Florida, was an athlete through high school, ran track at University of Florida, went to Palmer South in Florida, Palmer, Florida, and graduated in 2011. He associated for 4 or 5 years. Now he's in his solo practice for the last 6 years in his hometown of West Palm Beach. He didn't go too far in his hometown of West Palm Beach. He's a Florida guy. He's not leaving Florida. You can't pay him to leave Florida.
Paradise. Why would I want to?
Why would you want to? Exactly. He's got a great practice, and he's going to give us some great messages. Also, a little bit about him. He's met his wife in chiropractic school. They graduated together, Dr. Katrina. They've been together.
They've been together.
They've been together for how many years?
Oh man, you put me on the spot. So we've been together for 12 years, 12 and 13. Wow, actually 13.
13 years.
Married. Yeah. Married for 8, I believe. Wow, she's gonna watch this and realize we've been together so long. It just feels so amazing to be married for so long, right?
Good save.
Two beautiful daughters, 6 and 8 years old, Parker and Mackenzie, right? And they've got it happening in West Palm. So let's kind of jump in and talk about what we're gonna talk about, whatever comes up today. And we certainly are glad to have you. Mary, you want to start? Want me to start?
Yeah. I want to hear about your practice, and specifically from what we were chatting before, your message and how you deliver your message, how you get your message out to your practice members, to your people.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're an integrative medical office, right? So we're chiropractic, regenerative medicine as well. And we really try to focus on overall health and wellness, with family chiropractic as our foundation. And really the way we go about getting our message out is really very much in your face, raw, uncut, and really just trying to get people to think, right? So when we're talking before, I was mentioning some of the things that we do. We try to be very active on social media because that's where a lot of eyes are. But I actually try to be active on the streets as well, right? One of the things that I do is I'm standing out on the side of the corner with a cardboard sign that says, "Please lose weight, sincerely, your needs," right? So it's a message that our needs are telling us. That's what that pain is. That's talking, right? Or, maybe a sign that says, "Are you going to stay on blood pressure meds until you die?" Right. So I try to, bring thought-provoking questions or, examples of how I can get people to think for themselves and come to their own conclusion that I need a change, because I feel that change doesn't really happen until someone decides that on their own. So that's kind of the way that we go about doing it. My wife has her approach, which is a little softer than mine. I'm a little bit more rough around the edges. So I think we balance ourselves out pretty good. I rough them up and then she sweetens it up, and it's a pretty good mix.
I could just see you on the corner doing this, right?
Yeah.
Knees, because my knees hurt, man. I just got your message.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're talking to you. I don't know.
Yes, you are. I'll be down in West Palm tomorrow to make an appointment,
There we go. We'll get you right.
So tell us about the demographic of your practice. Like, obviously you're a family practice, so you're bringing people in, they're bringing their kids in, and that kind of stuff. But, if the way you're marketing, like doing Facebook or doing social media, Instagram, whatever you're doing, right, getting outside, which I got to tell you, Dr. Joe, I love, you know, because we kind of get out of our heads, right? You know, like we got to get out on the street. We got to let people know what we're doing. People go, oh, that's not professional. No, this is the truth. You know, it's not professional to let people die, you know, because of blood pressure medication, right? So if I got to get my message out, I'm going to get it out however I can, you know. Years ago, remember this, Mary? Years ago, they were saying it wasn't professional to advertise on Facebook when people first, and now it's like everyone's on social media and nobody's doing anything else. But what's your demographic? What's your practice look like if someone was to walk in today and be able to see, you know, who would they see? What would they see, you know?
Yeah. So our practice is a mix. We do personal injury, and our area is hard to not do personal injury in South Florida, which, you know, we do. And we do, you know, other general chiropractic, regenerative medicine. So what our ideal or patient avatars, I should say, looks like is usually going to be female between the ages of about 35 to 65, right? I'm not saying that's all we have, but we have a lot of those women, especially for the self-pay, you know, patients that come in. Not that we isolate them in our marketing, but women tend to be more proactive about their health than men, unfortunately. So that is what we see. We're a mix. We're in the middle of a upper class area or more middle to lower class. So we have a mix. We have some people rolling up in Teslas and we have some people, you know, catching a bus, you know, so we really treat a lot of different people from a lot of different walks of life. But the thing that they all have in common is that they have a spine and they have some desire to improve their health. And at the end of the day, that's kind of all the requirements that we have for our patients.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. And do you and your wife practice together? Do you see the same people?
We do, right? Yeah. So today is actually my day to see new patients and report the findings, and her day to treat our existing patients. So we rotate back and forth on any given day. I may be treating the bulk of the patients and it'll flip-flop from day to day. So we actually have created a pretty good system that works for us to, you know, not be right up under each other all day long to where, like, by the time we get home, we're tired of seeing each other. So we trade off and it works.
So the messaging that you guys are doing, obviously, you know, because you're doing a bunch of stuff and you're trying to get the message out that anyone with a spine and nervous system, you know, should be in a chiropractor's office, right? You know,
correct.
If you want to be healthy, right? Correct. And stay healthy. And the way you're practicing, you guys see everybody, obviously, right? Like today, Karina's seeing people, then you're going to be seeing people next, and, you know, tomorrow, whatever the day is, right?
And correct. So we share patients. So the patients that come in, they know that on any given day, they may see me, they may see Dr. K as she goes in the office. Our youngest patient right now is about 3 months old. And I think our oldest patient is probably late 70s, early 80s, you know, so, you know, with different techniques and everything that we do in the office, we pretty much treat everyone. Another thing that I did leave out as far as our messaging is we personally are very active physically. Like, we both come from athletic backgrounds, but we also are very much firm believers that our nutrition is something that we cannot overlook. And it's sometimes overlooked if we only focus on the spine. So we are big on, you know, trying to educate people on how to eat properly. We're more plant-based. We're not fully vegan or, you know, all the way plant-based, but, you know, we do preach that a lot as well, of trying to get people to not just think you can eat crap and, you know, live a healthy life. It just doesn't work that way. So that's another part of our messaging that we're kind of known for in our community.
Right.
And do you do classes? Do you offer classes at the office?
That's actually something we're working on right now. We're kind of a little bit overwhelmed with, you know, the amount of growth that we've recently had. So we have not been able to do those classes that we want. So we were doing dinner seminars at one point before the pandemic, but we haven't picked anything back up since the pandemic as far as like gatherings. But that is something that is on our radar for the second half of this year.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get into chiropractic? You know, I know you ran track, right? At Florida, I believe, right? University?
Yes, sir. Yep. Go Gators.
Go Gators.
My man.
All you FSU fans.
I'm sorry for you.
No. I got it. But tell me, how'd you find chiropractic?
So I always like to tell people chiropractic actually found me. You know, I was running track at the University of Florida. The only experience I had with a chiropractor before then was going to a local one when I was in high school that our coach had to hook up with. We would go and get a little stimulation and ice on a little sore muscle we had or shin splints. But at the University of Florida, I pulled both my hamstrings my freshman year. And they sent me to a medical doctor. They just wanted to give me Toradol injections, which just covered up the pain. I kept getting injured. And finally, after about 3 Toradol injections, they sent me to a chiropractor, Dr. Eric Materius. He was a local guy. And actually, too, Dr. David West as well. And they both were able to shed light on what was really going on with me. Right. At that time, I was just most concerned with how can I stay healthy? I've never been injured this much. And they told me my hips were out of alignment, putting extra pressure on my hamstrings. And they were actually able to not only educate me, but help me get back to doing what I wanted to do. So, you know, I saw them. They were young, charismatic, like they were doing well for themselves, loving what they did. So I was actually on track to become a pharmacist when I went to the University of Florida, which is a total 180 from what I ended up being.
Yeah.
But I worked in the pharmacy. I saw that all they did was push pills. It looked boring. It didn't look like I was going to be able to use my personality at all. So I quickly made a shift and said, you know what? I'm going to do what they're doing. And the rest is kind of history from there.
Nice.
I love that. We hear that a lot where people say chiropractic chose us. Like, yeah. I mean, that's very common. And in your case, I'm glad that chiropractic was smart enough to get you.
Oh, man. I'm forever eternally grateful that chiropractic, you know, shed light on, you know, my life and helped me and, you know, allowed me to be able to. I feel like I've changed a lot of lives in the short time that I've been practicing. I know that it's so much more for me to do. So, you know, just leaving the world healthier than I found it is what I like to say. And that's just what my mission is.
Love it.
How about your wife? How'd she find chiropractic or chiropractic?
So, yeah. So her story is actually a little bit different. She actually was in mortuary school after graduating. Yeah. So that was kind of weird. It always makes for good conversation. So she graduated from Bethune-Cookman and she went and got her master's at University of Miami. And while she was there, she started working and she wanted to be a funeral director. I still don't actually understand exactly why, but I think she was just fascinated with the human body. And that was kind of where she landed at that time. But her sister, who is my sister-in-law now, actually had gone to chiropractic school. She's younger, but she started chiropractic school before. Wow. And I think she just came back so on fire and passionate about what it was. And then she was introduced to it. And that's pretty much how her story came about. And obviously, you know, we wouldn't have been together if it wasn't for her finding chiropractic or the other way around. So I'm grateful for chiropractic finding her as well.
I think that's sweetness in her for the mortuary, you know, when you talked about, you know, she kind of loves them up, right? You know?
Yeah.
And
you know what? You're probably right about that.
Because there's a lot of compassion, you know, and it's really good, you know, dealing with people at that, you know, at that phase of their life, you know, where they're
right.
Lost somebody, you know, it's pretty cool.
So
well, I have a question. Because I'm going to take advantage of the fact that you're like pretty new in practice. Mm-hmm. And so when you first started out, that's pretty fresh in your mind. Our listeners like to hear the challenges and the obstacles and all those sort of things. And tell us early on, any challenges that you had or anything that you, not really regrets, but things that you wish you had done or things looking back that you said, we could have done better.
Yeah. So the biggest thing that I wish that I would have done a lot earlier in my career was learn how to manage a business. You know, I was passionate about being able to adjust people, but I feel like a lot of times that can be the limiting factor of how many people you can reach if you don't know how to have a system that's duplicatable, know how to train staff and things of that nature. So that's one of the things that when I first started, we literally started off with 16 personal injury patients. No cash, no wellness, anything. So I was just coming in, adjusting people, doing all of the billing, and we eventually started to grow from there. But I had no idea how to hire people. I definitely didn't have any clue or even the guts to fire someone at the beginning. So really learning how to manage a business is something that I wish that I had done sooner. Thankfully, I did, you know, get connected with some groups that helped me out and continue to help me in that arena. But that would be one. Another one would be finding my niche. early on, because, you know, at the beginning, you're just kind of wondering, you're trying to find it. But if I feel like if I had done that sooner, I would probably be leaps and bounds ahead. But I learned to just never question God's decision on how things play out. But in my mind, if I could do it over, that's one of the things I wish that I would have done, because it took a while before I realized that this is where I'm most comfortable. It's where I feel I can have the most impact. And, you know, it's kind of where I am now.
Yeah. But, you know, it's kind of like somebody saying, and I hear you 100%. It's kind of like somebody saying, you know, I wish I would have found the end sooner. Right. Whereas mm-hmm. you look for another 20 years, and where you are in 20 years might be in a whole different place than where you are now. So I think the niche evolves, you know, as we, you know, because you have to grow into that also, you know, see what you're comfortable with, what you're attracting, right? Who's coming in, and what you're feeling the love for, right?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And that's kind of like one of those things where it's like, if you knew the end from the beginning, it would take the fun out of the process, you know, of actually learning and growing. So you absolutely, I couldn't agree more on that point. So, you know, I try not to have many regrets, because, you know, they're all just lessons that we can grow from. And, you know, nothing's a failure. You only fail when you quit. So, I mean, I've definitely, you know, had some hurdles that I used to call failures, but, you know, looking back now, it was just opportunities to grow and learn and just get better.
So what's on the horizon? Like, you know, I mean, you guys have been doing, you know, obviously you're doing really well, and you've got, you know, great practice, and you, like you said, that you know, you can still grow, you got growth coming on, you got all kinds of things happening. You know, what do you see in the vision right now for in the next couple of years for the practice?
So we're in the process now of looking to hire an associate. So that we will be able to, because I'm learning more, as much as I have a passion for adjusting patients, there's nothing like it. And it's a thrill that I still get excited about. But I'm starting to see that I feel like my greatest impact is not just going to be on the adjusting table, you know, or behind the adjusting table. So, you know, hiring an associate will give us opportunity to be able to start to grow outside of and be able to work on our business so that we can reach more people, because on the horizons, we're looking to just basically be able to open up more locations of duplicating our system that seems to resonate with our audience. So over the next couple of years, the goal is definitely to open up another satellite office and just continue to grow from there and just really stay in our lane of what we feel we do best mm-hmm. and just continue to help more people. You know, so we weight loss is one of the things that we've added. And that's one that I feel is very important. Because, you know, if someone's carrying too much weight, which, you know, I'm talking to doctors right now. So if someone has too much weight on the joints, we can adjust them until the cows come home. But, you know, there's only so much better they're going to get. So just being able to grow more and just be able to impact more people.
Yeah. I think you said it. You know, it's really about impacting more people. Right.
Yeah.
That's the mission. Right. It's
absolutely.
We reach. But how are you going to leave West Palm, man? You cannot leave West Palm. You'll have to be right on the outskirts of West Palm with that second clinic. I get to see you saying to your wife, honey, I can't go there because I can't leave West Palm. You know,
nah, see, I just want to go there. Right. And, you know, start that little fire and then come back home. Right. So be able to go. But, you know, the Tri-County area where we are between Palm Beach County, Broward County and Miami-Dade County. You know, it's so many people here, and even going a little bit further north towards like Port St. Lucie area, you know, there's so many people that, you know, we can reach. You know, I don't want to necessarily go out of the state, but, you know, who knows, whatever the plans, you know, evolve into. But, you know, there's so many people out here that, you know, it's enough in Palm Beach County alone for me to I got to master this before I even think about going somewhere else. I got to dominate this area.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you got your wife. She practices. You know, it's beautiful that you. You know, I think what you told us earlier. She. You know, today's your day to be doing exams, reports, things like that. New patients, all that stuff, right? You know, she's doing all the adjusting with all the patients. You know, then you switch, you flip it another day where you're doing the care and she's doing new patients. So you guys are seeing everybody, right? You know, kind of, and I love that. You know, Mary and I did that for years, right? And we always told patients in the report that, you know, we're both going to be seeing you. Two heads are better than one. Four hands are better than two, you know, that kind of thing, that you're going to have the best possible. And then you got two kids. Like, you know, keeping that balance is like really, really important. You know, tell us what you're learning, you know, challenges that might have came up during that, what the lessons were.
Absolutely, man. So, you know, that's something that, you know, I feel like every day I'm working to get better at, because I tend to be a bit of a workaholic sometimes. And, you know, I'm so addicted to success and I don't want to fail so bad that sometimes I get locked in and I have to actually remind myself to come up for air. And that's something that, you know, I'm continuing to just try to get better at, because keeping that balance, man, keeping that balance is something that I have not always done a great job at, to the point where, you know, like I look and like my kids are 6 and 8 years old, and it seemed like just a year or two ago, we were bringing them home from the hospital, you know? So one of the things I'm currently doing is a book called Atomic Habits. And it's really helping me be able to learn how to develop the proper habits that's going to allow me to maximize my time here, but also know how to carve out and have the habits of doing the things that are most important, which is making sure I'm there for my wife and my children. So that's one of the things that I'm currently working on. And, you know, it's not even one of those things that I can sit here and say I've mastered, because every day is a challenge. But I do feel like I'm getting better at that, because as much as I want to impact the world, I got to always make sure I'm first impacting the people that are closest to me and that mean the most to me. Right. Because I mean, somebody told me you got to count the summers that you have left with your kids. Don't count how old they are. Like if they're in sixth grade, you have 6 more summers with them before they go. I'm like, man, that puts things into perspective. So my oldest daughter is in second grade right now. So I'm like, how many summers is that left? So you know, balance is becoming more and more important when I look at it like that. So, but yeah, so just continuing to try to improve in that area is something that I'm really trying to make, I'm making more important than anything else at the moment.
Well, I think it's so good that you're doing that now, because like, unfortunately, people wait until their kids are older. A lot of times then they'll look back and say like, you know, now I need to prioritize my kids. So good for you for doing that now.
Definitely.
You know, Ron,
I just recently set my time limit on myself. I said this day, on each day of the week, I set a time that I forced myself to leave the office so that I'm not getting home late and they've already eaten dinner and ready for bed. So, you know, that's something I didn't do. It's a small shift, but I'm already seeing a change, and I'm just happy that I'm doing it now, like you said, instead of wishing I would have done it when they're old and they don't even want to spend time with daddy anymore.
I was going to say that when they hit, especially we have 3 daughters, when they hit that 15, what's that?
Oh, you said you have 3 daughters.
We have 3.
Oh, wow. Okay. Nice.
When they hit that like 15, 16 mark. Yeah. They're like, they're in their rooms. They're not, you know, they kind of go away a little bit. So, yeah. And I was just telling someone recently about how when I would work late, on Thursday nights, my kids would start calling the office. They'd say, Mom, what time are you gonna be home? I'd say, I'll be home by 7:15. They'd start calling at 7:15. I don't know, Ron, if you knew that, but you know, they would just be like, when are you coming home? And they would get mad if I came home late. It didn't matter if I said, well, there was a late, you know, patient who came in, I had to stay late. They didn't like that.
Yeah.
You know, so they forced me to like, make them a priority.
I'll tell you what, they never called me on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights. They never called me and said, Dad, when you come. So I think it tells us who number one was in the house. Right?
Oh, man. Uh-oh. We don't open a can of worms with that.
I got to go to therapy now, right? No, but it's so true. And you know, keeping that balance to have the family, it's like, you know, as a chiropractor, you know, I know for us, you know, my meal with them, because I was like, you know, I worked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday afternoons. I wouldn't, sometimes the earlier days, I wouldn't get home till 7:30, 8 o'clock. You know, lunch was my time with them, you know.
Right.
I would, before they went to school and stuff, yeah. I had lunch with them every day. I mean, I'd come home, you know, from a morning shift and I'd be there. This is when Mary might have been raising kids and not necessarily in the office as much. And I would have lunch with them. That was my time. You know, I'd come home, I'd see them at night, they'd be ready to go to bed, you know, I'd hang out with them. But it is important, you know. I love that you're keeping your family a priority, because, you know, that's the strength of what we have in our lives, right? It's not the business, it's the family, right?
Right. Yeah. And that's what we're doing most of what we do for, you know. So it's like, can't get so caught up in what we're striving for and forget why we're doing it, which is really them, to provide a better life for them and things of that nature. So I have a lot to learn. I wish I was interviewing y'all right now so I can just point.
Well, you've been talking to number one, not number two, number one.
So y'all done what I'm trying to do.
Tell us this, Joe. What's a typical day? Like, give us your typical day of what, you know, what happens. You wake up, what time you get up in the morning, and like, you know, what's your process?
Alarm clock goes off at 4:28 a.m. And I get up, I go to the gym from 5 to 6. I come home, I make a smoothie. We have a smoothie every morning. My girls, they love it. You know, eat breakfast and head out to work. So on some days we open at 8, other days we open at 9. So it just depends on how fast I got to get out that day. And then, you know, we start the day. You know, we have a morning huddle with the team, go over providers notes, stuff like that. And then from there, as of late, especially, it's like pedal to the metal and we're rocking all the way until lunchtime. Have a lunch, afternoon shift, and, you know, try to be out within an hour of closing, which y'all know how sometimes that can be difficult. And then, you know, come home. I try to get home early enough to have dinner with the family. Sometimes they're already finishing up by the time I get there. And just try to have a little recap with my girls before they go to bed. They have an earlier bedtime than us. And then, you know, try to squeeze in some time, you know, with my wife, because she leaves early to get them from school and stuff like that. And then usually I am up after everybody else goes to bed, you know, doing little things that I'm trying to do, personal development or finishing things I didn't get through during the day. And then it's off to bed. So that's a typical day. When we have shorter days in the office, you know, sometimes like today is taking our daughter to tutoring or something like that, or if they have extracurricular stuff, squeezing that in. So that's what the week is like. So when I take a step back, I'm like, man, like, almost every minute is accounted for on most days. So getting those habits in and becoming more efficient is so important when I really look at how this goes. But that's my typical day. I have to get the gym in the morning because that's my thing and that's my therapy. So
right. So you go, so 4:28, right? Why 4:28, not 4:30?
That was my question too.
Yeah, most people do ask that. So I was at a workshop and we were at a 5 a.m. group, and it basically get up early. They call it a GSD, get stuff done. It's not stuff, but yeah, get stuff done. And we were just going around talking about our morning routine. And it was a guy who said he got up at 4:30. And me being a competitive person I am, I'm like, you know, I want to be the first up. I want to be up before everybody else. So I said, I'm going to get up 2 minutes earlier just so I can be the first one up. And it's simple. It's petty. I get it. You know, my wife tells me I'm petty all the time, but that's where 4:28 was born, of like, I'm up before everybody else that I know. So I'm up and I'm getting it. So that's why 4:28.
I was going to say, it sounds like something Kobe Bryant would do.
Well, if I can be in company with Kobe Bryant, obviously when he was here, not now, yeah, but yeah. He does, or he did, then I'll take it, because yeah. he was great.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that.
I'll challenge you on something, man. I'll challenge you to, in 1983, I was hitting the snooze every morning, right? Finally, one day I just got up and I literally took my alarm and I threw it out the window. I was in Boston and I opened my window and threw it out by my car and back, you know, and I just threw it out the window. And to this day, I haven't had an alarm clock. I can tell you, I'll get up. Only time I'll set an alarm is if I'm in India or I'm in some other time zone where I just got to get up, you know, kind of right, you know, and I'm discombobulated. Otherwise, I just train my mind to get up. You know, and if I'm up at 4:30, I'll get up at 4:30. I'm gonna say 4:27 now. But if I get up at 4:27, I'll be up. Oh, it's what I do, you know. And that seriously, yeah. Our own internal, like looking to the external instead of staying on the internal, you know,
yeah.
Being able to, so that's a challenge for you if you could do that. But I'm impressed. I'm impressed every day. So is it 7 days a week you're up early, or 5 days?
So that's 5 days. Yeah. On the weekends, I'll probably get up. I'm usually up by like 7:45, even like on the weekends. It's rare. I must have had a real long night if I'm like in bed after 8, and even on the weekends. But yeah. So the 4:28 is Monday through Friday.
Yeah. And then what's your sleep time Sunday through Thursday? When do you try to get to bed?
So I try, keyword is try.
Yeah.
I try to make sure that I'm asleep by 10. Yeah. But for a while, and it's good that you're asking me this, so I have to like say it publicly. A lot of times I am sleep deprived, and I know that that's not healthy at all. So that's one of the things I've been, I say try to be in bed by 10. You know, 6.5 hours is still not nearly enough, but at one point I was functioning off of 4 or less. So I'm working my way back towards 8, where I know I need to be.
7 hours and 28 minutes, man.
That's, yep.
Don't add those 2 minutes on there.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't do that. Man, Joe, I'll tell you, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Absolutely.
You're
in. Thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, man.
You're welcome.
Your energy is boundless, and you know, I know you're doing great things, and you're going to continue to do great things to the lives down there, and you know, in South Florida and West Palm Beach. You know, next time we want to have you and your wife both on the show because it'll be great to have you both. In fact, Mary, I think we got to make a note that you know we got to start having couples on, right? You know. Mm-hmm. To be able
definitely
to, yeah, because that balance is so important. And if I ask Karina the same question, like what's your day look like, you know, and obviously, you know, she's probably saying I got to do this with the kids and whatever it is, right? You know, but it's great to see you keeping balance. It's great to see you, you know, doing what you're preaching, you know, what you're teaching, you know. And make sure your knees don't hurt, because that means that you're gaining weight, man, and you don't want to do that.
You're absolutely right, man. Like, I've always had an issue with gaining weight, but I've heard that once you reach a certain age, it comes real easy. So I'm trying to stay ahead of the game. Hey, you know,
my age has already been. It's not easy. They say it's easier to gain. It's really just harder to lose, right?
Yeah.
And that's where the discipline comes in, you know, because it can't be that, oh, I can't lose. It's like, no, you're losing if you're not losing kind of deal, right? That's what's happening.
Wait, do you really hold the signs yourself?
I do. On my social media, you can see some of them. Actually, that's something that's grabbed the attention of some other people and gave me other speaking opportunities because of that. So yeah, I actually get out there now. You know, the amount of time I stay out there is dependent upon the day. But no, I'm actually out there, and I usually, you know, make sure I always get a picture for social media, because the message that I'm having on there is going to reach more people on social media than it is on that actual street corner. But while I'm out there, those people are getting a chance to see it and honk, laugh, whatever, you know. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, I'm just trying to get people to do what needs to be done. And, you know, I have to do what comes natural to me, you know. And when I first became a chiropractor, I was young, black guy. You know, I had long beard, had different things that sometimes was not always considered very professional. But, you know, I just said that, you know, whatever I look like on any given day is what a doctor looks like on that day.
That's
you
right.
know, and I just try to make sure I just be me in every opportunity I get. And some people are going to love it. Some people are going to hate it. But I think more people will love it than hate it. So I'm fine with that.
And who cares, right? Who cares what they think, right?
Well, and you being out there yourself, it's like a different energy.
Yeah.
You know, you could hire someone to do it, but I feel like it takes on a whole different meaning when you're out there doing it yourself. So good for
you. And what I love is it humbles you, man. It gets you out of your head. You know, it's kind of like my mission is to bring people in. You know, I know that the universe is going to send people to me, right? Well, the more humble I am, right, the more of a servant that I'm ready to receive them, right? And so it's
doing
the things that are uncomfortable is what, you know, allows us to start getting into who we really are and not be the persona that we think we should be, you know?
Yep.
But I will tell you this, man, I want to know this. You got to hit us up in another, you know, 6-8 years, you know, when your kids are, when Parker and Mackenzie are 14 and 16, and they say to you, Dad, will you please get off the street corner? All my friends I'm teasing.
No, you're probably right though. Who knows by that time what they're gonna be saying? They already starting to get little slick mouths and their little personalities. So I can only imagine what they're gonna be saying. But every opportunity I get to embarrass them, I'm gonna make sure that I do that. So that means my signs are gonna keep it rocking.
You got it. And them you. Well,
yeah, absolutely.
We're hitting our witching hour. We always end our show with two questions.
Okay.
Life by Life West with two questions. And we just want to know innately what comes up, you know, just a, you know, 30 second answer. What innately comes up? Mary, you doing one or am I doing the first one?
Let me do the first one.
All right.
And we didn't tell you these questions. You know,
my heart got to beat fast. I'm like, man, am I ready for what they about to ask?
You're ready. if you could go back and talk to yourself as that first or second quarter or try, whatever you did, student, chiropractic student, what advice would you give to yourself?
I would tell myself to become more disciplined at really learning, retaining everything that I was learning at that time, and get out, shadow more chiropractors to find out what they're doing, what I wanted to do, what I didn't want to do. That would be the biggest advice I would give myself, and not only focus on passing tests, but really just baptizing myself as much as I could into everything chiropractic. That's what I would tell myself.
Great answer.
Nice. Second question. Well, let's fast forward, but we're going to go back 11 years, right? So now young Dr. Joe just got out of school, is in practice, right? Knowing what you know now, what would you tell that Dr. Joe, not student Joe, but Dr. Joe, what would you tell them? What advice would you give them?
Good question. I'm trying to think back where I was at that time. So I would tell myself to gamble on myself more. Really just trust my instinct and, you know, really just be willing to gamble on myself and really just let my passion and my purpose lead me, as opposed to being in my head and overthinking and procrastinating on things that I know deep down inside I was supposed to be doing to push my mission forward.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, your wife must be a very smart woman, because she brought out that. And it sounds like she hit the jackpot, and so did you.
I believe we both did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. So keep it up. Keep doing what you're doing. Mary, always great to see you, even though we're probably 10 miles away from each other. Always good to see you on screen and in person. You know, and Joe, thank you for being with us. You know, you keep hugging your kids and keep loving your wife and loving your practice, and keep spreading the word, because you got a great message to share. And, you know, a lot of people need to hear it. And the more you share it, then the more, you know, the more the word gets out, whether it's to patients or prospective patients about health, or to students or chiropractors. So we appreciate you very much.
Absolutely. Well, thank y'all so much for having me. This is really an honor to be asked to come on and, you know, share any of my experience. So y'all keep doing what y'all doing as well, because creating this platform is something that's going to reach so many different people. So I applaud y'all for what y'all are doing. And again, I thank y'all for having me, because any opportunity I get, I'm going to get up here and I'm going to do what I do. So I appreciate y'all very much. And y'all keep doing what y'all doing, because this is needed, right? A platform like this is needed. So kudos to y'all.
Absolutely. I want you to remember one thing before we sign off. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, just know that at 7:27, actually, I shouldn't say that. It'd be more 1:27.
We're
3 hours before you. Just know that at 4:27, I'm getting up, man. So I'm getting up one. But hey, everybody, thank you.
Go on. You're going to be doing it without an alarm clock. That's impressive. Well, you challenged me that I'm going to try my best, but I'm going to keep that alarm clock set, because I got some work to do it on my own. So
there is no try. There's only do, right?
You are absolutely right. 100%.
Hey, everybody, thank you. And thank you for spending the time with Dr. Joe, Dr. Mary, and myself on this Life by Life West. We so appreciate you coming back, you know, week after week. We drop these every 2 weeks, as you know. The opposite weeks, we do the Life Leadership Line. We're getting amazing numbers of hits on these things. And we're just going to keep going until we don't. But I think we're just going to keep going and going and going. Keep spreading these messages. Share them with your friends. There's always someone that, you know, Dr. Joe said some golden things today. There's always someone who needs to hear it. And it doesn't take a lot. We're turning these into podcasts also, besides the webcasts. So you'll be able to grab these on our podcast station. They'll be coming out pretty soon. And once you do, there'll be a bunch of, you know, you'll see it, and you'll be able to listen to it. But once again, thank you for doing what you do. Keep the world alive through chiropractic. Keep spreading the message. Keep giving, doing, loving, and serving. And until we see you again, we just want to let you know that we love and appreciate you. Okay, so see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today.
and for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.